you go through the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaberama, if you go through the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchis Birchas Halavana Uzmana, so there's an overwhelming thing, and that is that this mitzvah of, again, you can call it Kiddush Lavana, you can call it Birchas Achodesh, Birchas Halavana Uzmana, right? They're all synonyms of each other. But this mitzvah, most popularly known as Kiddush Lavana, is something that has to be done b'simcha. Here's a few examples. Number one, the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Ein Mevarchin Alo Yoreach, Ela B'Motzoi Shabbos. Everybody knows this. L'chadchila, you're supposed to say Kiddush Lavana Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Kishahu Mevusim, when you smell good, U'begod of Na'im, and you're wearing nice clothing. You're supposed to do it at a time that you smell good and at a time that you're wearing nice clothing. In fact, the Rama goes weiter and says, let's say you're going to do Kiddush Lavana during the week. You should put on nice clothing. This is what you're supposed to do. Mishabura says, the meaning is not to be noyag in this thing. But you want to know the halach in Shulchan Aruch? As I say in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Another example. The Rama continues and says, Ein mekachin halavana koidem tisha b'av. Again, these are things everybody knows, right? Not everybody knows why, but everybody knows. You don't do Kiddush Lavana, Chodesh Av, before Tisha B'Av. V'loi koidem Yom Kippur. Additionally, Chodesh Tishrei, you don't do Kiddush Lavana before Yom Kippur. And even then, the Matzoi Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do Kiddush Lavana until you eat. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you can do Kiddush Lavana even before you eat. What's the reason? The reason is because Chodesh Tishrei Yom Ma'id Pesimch. The Chodesh of Yom Ma'id Pesimch. And Chodesh Tishrei, there's no din to be Ma'id Pesimch, but who could be Pesimch? When Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisen are Psuchim Lefanecha. And being that there's no Simcha during those times, and Kiddush Lavana has to be Pesimch. So now, Matzah Yom Kippur, right? Oh, after Yom Kippur, you walk out before you eat, you're so Pesimch. Says the Rama, you can do it immediately. Oh, but Matzah Tishrei, why are you so Pesimch? Right? Not so besimcha till the next day, chatzos, till Shabbos Nachamu, l'chayra, right? Noch kiddush. I don't know if you're besimcha yet. So you're still not besimcha. So that's why, by the way, the chatchila, the itter used to always, it's brought down in, by the poiskim, he used to, the maril used to l'chatchila say kiddush levana matzah Shabbos Nachamu. Why? Because that's taka when you're besimcha. But this idea, this limitation of kiddush levana during the month of Av and during the month of Tishrei, it's related to this point. It's related to the idea of simcha. Here's another example. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to do Kiddush Lavana on Shabbos. Not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Right? Mishabur brings it in Sif Yud Beis. U'mikolshkin she'ein mekadshin oisai b'leil Shabbos. V'har beitayim im nemru b'zeh al pi kabbalah. There's many reasons that were given al pi kabbalah. But you know what the Sharetzin says? The Sharetzin says, v'al pi pshutai. I saw a lot of Kabbalistic reasons why you don't do it on Shabbos. But I'll tell you the Pashup Shad. Yesh loimar. Mishum da oisai nes ha-mitzvah b'simcha. Because you're supposed to do it b'simcha. And because you're supposed to be b'simcha, you know what's going to end up happening? You end up having rikudim. We'll see that in a second. You're going to end up dancing, right? And if you're going to end up dancing, you may come to be Mesakin Kli Shir. Can you imagine this? Right? You're not supposed to dance. Why? Shami Mesakin Kli Mono. So it's a Sharetzin. He says, this is the posher reason why you'll never do Kiddush Levon. I mean, if you're supposed to do it as man of Simcha Adra, but do it on Shabbos. Right? You're waiting until you smell good on Matzah Shabbos. You smell better Friday night, right? So L'chayr, Friday night would be a better time to do it. The Teretz is fakert. You can't do it on Shabbos because you're going to be so besimcha. And the truth is, this idea that the Sharetzin references about Rikud, it comes from the Rama. The Rama on the end of Sif Beis, the Rama says, V'lochein, oisin simchos v'rikudim bekiddush achodesh dugmas simchas nesuin. You hear what's going on here? We're missing something. It's obvious. Dugmas simchas nesuin. It's mamish, it's like a chasana. Right, it's not toivim ma'iris, azoi, fashlufin. It's not what it is. It's dugma simchas nesuin. That dance, l'chayr, you could do Friday night, right? Not sure. We have to ask the Litvish Apoyskin. But l'chayr, this is something that, it's what we're worried about is, because they used to do simchas v'rikudim. Dugma simchas nesuin. This is already a whole avoid of rikudim. Like mamish, this is simchas teira vibes. And if that, oh, it's dugmas nesuin. You can't do that on Friday night. But the bottom line is, this is a very important akuda. It's something that needs to be understood a little bit better. Because it seems to be mavur, pretty clearly, that there's some element over here. That there's some element over here of simcha, something that's being mechayev, this incredible simcha, which literally underpins and governs many of the halachas of Kiddush Lavana. We're going to hold that thought now